We have some questions on Akedas Yitzchak, which is, of course, the climax of this week's parsha. We have Avram and Yitzchak up on top of the mountain, and Avram is about to shecht his son, to kill his son. Vayikra elav malach Hashem min hashamayim, and a malach calls out to him from the heaven, and says, Avram, 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 vayomer hineni, and he says, here I am. And vayomer, and the malach says, al tishlach yadcha el hanar, don't reach out your hand to the boy, don't do anything to him. Why? Ki ata yadati, because now I know, ki yirei alekim ata, because you are a God-fearing person, v'loi chasachta es bincha es yechidcha mimeni, and you do not hold back your one and only son from me. So here's a few questions already. Number one, it's Hashem who told Avram to shecht his son, so why is it the malach who tells him not to? That's question number one. Number two, now I know that you are a God-fearing person, and until now we didn't know. And number three, that you didn't, the malach says to him, the reason I know that you're a Yare Elikim is because you didn't hold back your one and only son from me. And it shouldn't be from me. He should have said, you didn't hold back your one and only son from him, from Hashem. You're just the malach. Then it continues, the narrative continues, that Avram lifts his eyes and he sees that there's one ram and it's stuck in the thicket with its horns, and he takes this ram and he shechts it instead of his son. And then Avram gives the name, the place a name. He calls it Hashem Yireh. And then we continue with Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Sheinis min Hashemayim. And now it seems like there's another call from the Malach, from the sky. The Malach is calling out. Is it a different Malach? Is it the same Malach? Seems to be a different Malach. And then that Malach gives him all kinds of brachas. Because you did this, I'm going to bench you, and you're going to be like the stars. You're going to be like the Kochvei Shemayim. So we want to explore these Malachim. Who were these Malachim? Was it one? Was it two? Why did they say what they said? So to begin to answer, the Vilna Gaon answers that every action that we do creates a malach. When we make a bracha, we create a malach for that bracha. When we do kibud av ha'em, we create a malach for that kibud av ha'em. When we do a chesed, we're creating a malach for the chesed. And the more we invest in doing that mitzvah, and the more complete our mitzvah is, the more complete the malach is. The stronger we have created that malach. A half-hearted bracha will create a half-hearted malach. So with each action that Avram did, he created a malach, and that was actually the malach who spoke to him. So when the first malach came from Shemayim, he said, I can tell from the way that the malach, has been created, that this mitzvah that you did of bringing your one and only son and being willing to sacrifice him must have been done with a tremendous level of love and zrizus and yira and kavana, because I can tell, ki loy chasachta es bincha es yechidcha mimeni. You didn't hold back from me, the malach, anything. Look at what you've created with your actions. You've created a malach that is so pure and so whole. And now I can see what a yorei elekim you are, because I can tell according to my great madrega that you must have had tremendous intentions and simcha when you did this mitzvah. I'm created based on your actions. And then when he did another mitzvah, which was bringing up the ram instead of bringing up his son, he creates another malach, and that's the second malach who talks to him. And that's the way the Vilna Gaon explains this encounter. Baal HaTorim has a different way of explaining it, and what the Baal HaTorim says is that the Malach who is speaking to him is none other than the Malach Michael. He says, if you take the words, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min Hashemayim, and you take the last letter of each of these words, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min Hashemayim, you're going to get Michael Hayah. He was Michael. It's the Malach Michael. Where have we met? Where has Avraham met the Malach Michael? When the malachim came to Avram at the beginning of the parsha, so three malachim came. One malach, the malach Michael, who's called the malach of chesed, or the malach of mayim. He's the malach of kindness. He was the one who came to tell Avram that he's going to have a son. The other two who came were Raphael, the malach who came to heal Avram from his bris milah, and the malach Gavriel, who was there on his way to Sodom to overturn Sodom. when the Malach Michal told him and Sarah that they're going to have a son separately, he told them, he said he's going to return ka'es chaya, shuv ashuv elacha ka'es chaya, I'm going to come back. And the way we usually translate it is at this time next year, and you'll have a son. But the question is, we don't see him coming back. He never comes back, actually. So the way that we understand it is, shuv ashuv elacha, I'm going to come back to you, ka'es, at the time when you need to be chaya, when you need to live. Here's the Malach Michal coming to save the child, now a man who was born with his word way back then, 37 years ago. Now he's coming back to save him. And this was the Malach who's calling to him from the Shamayim. Now we want to explore a little bit more here, what's going on, because we have a question about the three Malachim who came to Avram. Because we understand why Michal had to come, he was the Malach of Chesed, and he was being Mevaser. And we understand why the Malach Raphael had to come, because he was healing. But what about the Malach Gavriel, who's called the Malach of Din, or the Malach of Eish? He's coming to overturn Sodom. He doesn't need to come to Avram at all. He could move on, he can go straight to Sodom. What does he need to be here for at all? And we can answer this question by answering one of the first questions we asked, which is, why does it have to say that the Malach called to him from the Shamayim? So Avram has an overriding midah, and this is the midah of Chesed, and we see it throughout the whole stories of Avraham. We see that his midah was the midah of Chesed. He's the one who excels in his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how he passed all his nisyonos, and he managed to do them wonderfully, all with his power of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Satan was able to be mekatreg on Avraham. The Satan was able to bring up some sort of claim against Avraham by saying, the reason he was able to overcome it all is because he loves you so much. But you have never tested him in the midah of Gvura, in the midah of Din. He has this one son who you have promised him, who he loves tremendously. Would he give him up for you? Would he be able to exercise the part of his heart that is not chesed, but din, with gvura? Does he also have this midah of gvura to take his son who he loves and to shecht him? And the answer was, that the Malach Michal was able to see now, was yes. Now I see that you're a yorei elekim, that you have the combination of both midahs. And that's why the Malach called to him from the Shamayim. Shamayim is a combination of Eish v'mayim. It's a combination of Din v'chesed. And his Malach, the Malach Michal, is coming to give testimony to the fact that I'm calling to you from the Shamayim. You were able to combine both. And perhaps that's why the Malach Gavriel, the Malach of Din, had to come to him right from the onset to say, it's outstanding to be outstanding in the Midah of Chesed, but you also need to access the Midah of Gvura. I need you to have both of them. And perhaps Avram felt this, because another question on this week's Parsha is, why did Avram have to shecht three cows to give each of them a full tongue? He could have given one a tongue and one a roast from a different... A cow has many, many different parts that you can eat. Why did he have to go and give them three tongues? And it's perhaps because a tongue shows this dual reality as well. Tongues could be very soft, and tongues could be very harsh. Tongues, there's a story told in the Gemara about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who sent a servant out to tell him to get the best food in the market, and he brought back a tongue, and he said, now bring back the toughest food in the market, and he brought back a tongue. Tongues could be the softest, tongues could be the toughest. Tongues can have chesed, tongues could have gevura. And this is what the Malachim were trying to tell Avram, is you need both. And Avram was reflecting off of this symbolically by seeing that he had both sides there. Perhaps this is why he fed them chalavi and psari at the same time. He felt the fed them milchigs and vleshigs, milk and meat together. And yes, they were malachim, so their eating wasn't eating. And yes, it was before matzah and taro, so he was anyways allowed to give them milk and meat together. But more than that, far more than that, he went out of his way to give them both, because milk, white, soft, children's food is always representative of chesed, whereas meat, red, blood, is representative of din. And he was serving the two sides, the Malach Michal and the Malach Gavriel, and he was saying, I understand that I need to get to a synthesis of both chesed and rachamim, says the Menachem Tzion of Rimanov. This was his test. The test was, can you find the gvura? you've excelled in chesed, you need to find the Gvura. And this is what the Malach Elokim said to him, Min HaShamayim, from the Shamayim, I tell you that now I see, Ki Yor Elokim, that you have excelled in the Yiras Elokim, and you are a Yor Elokim. The chesed we knew about, the Yiras Hashem, has now been proven.